This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For most consumers, orange blossom honey is a sweet, pure, good thing. But not all orange blossoms are created equal, and some citrus growers in California's Central Valley are now taking exception to the presence of bees buzzing around their trees. As explained by Sergey Lebesque, a Sonoma Valley beekeeper who also teaches beekeeping at Santa Rosa Junior College, the current conflict arose as some of the citrus farmers realized there were larger paydays to be had from converting their orange orchards into growing seedless mandarins instead.
Unfortunately, they did not realize that when there is cross-pollination of these varieties with others, at times the fruit have seeds. In this case, of course, they cannot generate the revenue they expected. When they found out about that 2-3 years ago, they decided to have a law banning the presence of honeybees around their grove, their orchards. That is essentially the beginning of the battle.
And it arose in a region where beekeepers have for years brought their hives to both pollinate the almond orchards and the orange groves and strengthen the bee colonies.
Traditionally, the beekeepers have been taking their beehives in the Central Valley, in the citrus belt, because it's a very good area not only to collect blossom honey, but also because the bees can build up quite nicely because of the abundance of food, nectar, and pollen.
The more recently planted seedless mandarins, known to consumers as tangerines or clementines, began reaching maturity in 2005. At which time the growers discovered that around a third of their crops were not seedless after all, due to the cross-pollination with other citrus in the region, which was carried by the bees. Oranges don't require the bees to pollinate them, but it doesn't hurt them either. So the legislature got involved, passing AB 771, a measure that created a working group to negotiate a compromise covering the four Central Valley counties. But the bill also empowered the state Secretary of Agriculture to impose new rules if the working group failed to reach a consensus. They didn't, and he did.
The resolution is essentially to ask the beekeepers to remove their bees from those areas when the growers are asking them to do so. If there is no agreement, the local agricultural commissioners will make a decision and very likely will ask the beekeepers to remove their bees. And those areas are pretty large because they cover 2 miles around any grove of seedless mandarin orange.
Lebesque notes that those rules are not yet final. The comment period on them remains open into next month. But he is worried by them, not just for the considerable impact they would have on the bee populations that have been hard hit by the mysterious colony collapse disorder in the past few years. He's also concerned by the precedent he says such new rules could establish.
It is the idea that somebody can infringe on somebody else's individual's right. I believe that everybody should be concerned, beekeepers or not, a citrus grower or not. There is something wrong about that.
A 2-mile protected zone around a 6-acre orchard could place up to 8,000 additional acres off-limit to the bees, Lebesque says. And with multiple mandarin orchards scattered throughout the 4-county Central Valley region, the net effect could be to drive most of the bees away altogether. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.